This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition, presented exclusively by Brandon Legal Group. Hey, Brandon Legal Group, also huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments for Todd Wright Tour 17 this weekend at West Chase Golf Club, running concurrently with the 1 o'clock window of games, which includes Bucks and Bengals. In Cincinnati that we're about to talk about. Brandon Legal Group has sponsored shirt giveaways for all players in Todd Wright Tour XVII. They've been terrific supporters of Todd Wright Tour events since I met them at a Brandon Foundation charity golf tournament coming up on a year ago. I've met a number of people in the building. They enjoy coming out to the golf events. I enjoy having them. We talk about a lot of things, and I want you to think of them when you have a legal issue, when you have a legal need, when you have a legal question. We're just trying to tell you who they are, how to get a hold of them, and also dispel some myths that because they're Brandon Legal Group, well, my issue is work-related and I don't work in Brandon. Okay. My issue is personal related. I don't live in Brandon. Okay. They're a full service law firm and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. So when you have the legal need, just call this number and ask them if they can help you. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Easy number to remember, right? I've had to remember it away from my notes when I've had to get in touch with Jeremy in marketing or Colin in accounting or Sean as it relates to some other notes and our relationship for the podcast and golf tournaments. 844-4-BLG-4ME, Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. And again, everyone playing in Todd Wright Tour 17 this weekend gets a Todd Wright Tour shirt courtesy of Brandon Legal Group. Thank you to Brandon Legal Group. So let's get into the matchup between Bucks and Bengals for week 8. Again, you're at the halfway point of your fantasy season. All right? Halfway there. You're either halfway to the playoffs or if you're a Le'Veon Bell owner, a Leonard Fournette owner, a David Johnson owner, a Dalvin Cook owner, and maybe not, right? That seems to be a lot of the break-even this year. Should be a number of fantasy points in Bucks and Bengals. Neither defense stands out. It's a plus matchup in most areas. It doesn't mean that we're just looking at this one game. It doesn't mean that if you're rostering any of these guys, you just immediately move them into your starting lineup instead of more established performers. But we're trying to tell you what the matchup looks like. All right, let's start for the visiting Buccaneers. Winston, two full games now, both very productive from a fantasy standpoint. A high-scoring game in Atlanta. High-scoring overtime game against the Cleveland Browns. This is also one of those examples where, and Phillip Rivers has been this way for quite some time in fantasy, turnovers don't hurt quarterbacks that much. Unless in your league the penalties are higher for turnovers or you have a pick six penalty, which I do have in the Foundation League. I've always felt, for example, in most standard scoring leagues, if a quarterback throws a touchdown, he gets 4. I've always felt if he throws a pick six, he should be deducted 4. Most leagues don't do that. It's there if you want to add it in your scoring settings. It's there in most. It's right there. All you got to do is click on it when you're setting up your scoring settings. But in most cases, people don't. So quarterbacks that turn it over, as long as they're still throwing, and still moving the ball, even though they set their teams back occasionally with the turnover, doesn't hurt you from a fantasy standpoint. Same is sort of happening with Trubisky in Chicago, although he hasn't turned it over as much as Winston the last couple of weeks. But Winston is considered a back-end QB1 play, and that doesn't change against the Cincinnati Bengals this week. A lot of that is because the Bucs still don't have a running game of significance. Even after Peyton Barber had a productive game, both rushing the ball and getting into the end zone the previous week against Atlanta, he had a real bad game against Cleveland. And if you look closely, Barber had a rushing touchdown taken off the board early in the game on a holding penalty. That's not against him. It is unfortunate. It happens more often than you think in fantasy football. But Barber had that taken off the board. Then he had a drop ball where, for whatever reason, so he drops the screen pass. And then for whatever reason, he grabs it and starts running with it as if no one's going to notice the ball hit the ground. Then he hurts his ankle after he runs with the ball. It was just stupid. And he was never the same after that. And then on the Ronald Jones touchdown, it was basically the same play where earlier Barber had scored and it had come back on a holding call. The Bucs ran the same play for Ronald Jones, only this time they didn't hold. And they, at the last minute, were going to put Peyton Barber in the game to run the play, and they were too short on time to do it. Ronald Jones runs it and gets in the end zone. So that was Peyton Barber's performance. Check his injury status going into the Cincinnati game, which will be updated on Wednesday. And then as the week ultimately goes on, I don't think Barber or Jones are great plays if you have better running back options in this game. Just because of the overall lack of productivity from Buccaneer running backs in general. As far as pass catchers are concerned, Mike Evans remains a wide receiver one on the year through six games, 40 grabs, 591 yards. Do the math. Those are pretty solid averages. Forget about targets. He's putting up numbers. 40 grabs, 591 yards across two quarterbacks. And, you know, some game flow where the Bucs led, some game flow where they've been behind, doesn't seem to matter. Now, no touchdowns the last three games. So since James Winston has taken over, there's no connection between Winston and Evans in the end zone. We're not to the Matt Ryan, Julio Jones level yet, but keep an eye on it. Instead, it seems more of Godwin getting in the end zone and the Bucs tight ends. Godwin has had 50 yards or a TD in all but one game this year. And you look at the Cleveland game where the Bucs had an amazing amount of snaps. Godwin had 66 of them. Humphreys had 57. DeSean Jackson was down to 43. So as we talked about at length here on the podcast for a long time, the Jameis and Jackson connection, it just doesn't seem to be there. DeSean Jackson hasn't scored a touchdown receiving since that Eagles game. And that was on the first play. They did get him in the end zone, utilizing him creatively on a running play to get him some fantasy points against Cleveland. Adam Humphreys, no. Even though he's getting snaps, I mean, come on. That's a 40-yard ceiling there and not likely to get in the end zone. Godwin, maybe a flex-type play. Or a sneaky DFS type play if you're looking for an inexpensive wide receiver. Meanwhile, O.J. Howard, who missed a game due to injury and then miraculously came back ahead of schedule, even with a missed game, 20 receptions, 351 yards, and he's a red zone threat. So O.J. Howard in what is a year most of you who are playing still in the outdated mandatory start one tight end leagues that need to go away and just play a wide receiver slash tight end flex where the tight end is optional. But in a tight end mandatory league, OJ Howard has value. And we'll get to the Bengals having value there coming up in just a second. All right, from the Cincinnati standpoint, most Bengals are off their worst performances fantasy-wise of the season. Typical of Marvin Lewis. How he's still there, I think just speaks to the lousy ownership and management of the Cincinnati Bengals. He was supposed to be gone 2 years ago. He's still there. He's 0-7 in the playoffs. And he's horrible in primetime games. As the Bengals, granted, NBC flexed out of a horrible game between the Rams and Niners and instead got a horrible game between the Bengals and the Chiefs. Guess they got what they deserved. Andy Dalton off his worst performance. Chiefs defense has been better in recent weeks. Granted, they weren't very good against New England, but prior to that, the solid game starting the downfall of the Jacksonville Jaguars, apparently. But Dalton's been a solid fantasy quarterback, in play likely as a QB2, definitely someone you play in two quarterback leagues or a DFS play at the quarterback position to save a little money. Or if you need to get by, he's been a one quarterback league starter, especially if your top quarterback is on a bye week. Joe Mixon, getting virtually all the work with Gio Bernard on the shelf, fell victim to negative game flow against the Chiefs, but he's had three games of 14 or more points in standard scoring leagues, and he missed some time with an injury. So Joe Mixon is a guy that if you own him, you're starting him unless he is injured. AJ Green did not have a bad game against the Chiefs. Green has been one of the more consistent performers at the wide receiver position this year as a wide receiver one. He had 7 for 117. Just a lot of double digits. Boom, 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 boom. All season long down the matchups for AJ Green. Huge target volume on a regular basis. Tyler Boyd's worst game was last week. Also, he two of his last three games, he's been a little bit lower in yardage. But for those of you that were smart enough or random enough to draft Tyler Boyd as your fourth or fifth wide receiver in season-long drafts, he's paid off for you. I would consider playing him in this game against the Bucs. He's had four games of 10 plus points this season, and while he's had some down games recently, this I still believe in Tyler Boyd as a flex play or a DFS play. Maybe you could even get away with him as wide receiver two if you're dealing with bye weeks or a wide receiver who's otherwise injured. And a big, big plus matchup is tight ends against the Buccaneers. I hope I'm pronouncing it right, with Tyler Eifert out. CJ Uzomah is a tight end one consideration. So again, if you're in a playing a DFS game or you're in a mandatory tight end situation, or like last week, if you couldn't use Gronk, this guy's in a spot where you would plug and play him this week. So a lot of options are out there. The ones where you want to stay away are Buck running backs, stay away from Adam Humphries, stay away from DeSean Jackson, and most of the Bengals are in play this week in what should be a game with a pretty good total in points, probably on that high 40, lower 50 type level. That the Bucs have been playing in recent weeks, and Bengals being at home at 1 o'clock, off a bad game, have some offensive performers to take advantage of even the Mark Duffner coordinated Buccaneer defense, which showed some signs of life, and then gave up the two touchdown lead going to overtime, where the Buccaneers eventually win. So there's your fantasy preview of Bucs and Bengals, as we give you every week with the Bucs and their opponent in this Bucs Bulletin edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Brandon Legal Group. Needing legal assistance is not something anyone wants to have, anyone wants to pursue. but there are times in life where you need it. And they want you to consider them. They are a full service law firm. So save your questions about, well, I have this issue. Can they help me? Full service means full service. And they do service the greater Tampa Bay area. So even though they carry the Brandon name, and I just visited their offices to pick up all the shirts for the golf tournament, they do service the greater Tampa Bay area. So just call them when you have a legal need. Ask questions. Schedule a free consult. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group. And again, I thank them for helping me with shirts for all my participants in Todd Wright Tour 17 coming up this weekend at West Chase Golf Club. If you've never played in one of my golf tournaments and your plans fell through for Sunday and you've got four guys who want to play last minute, I am sold out, but I had a team canceled today, and it's a very loyal team. And it's unfortunate they had to cancel. One was injury and one was something else. So if you've never played in one of the events and you want to get in last minute, email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. We might be able to get you in there. Weather is going to be outstanding on Sunday at West Chase Golf Club. Putting contest at 12:35. We tee off promptly at 1 o'clock, and you pick all the 1 o'clock NFL games, and the better you do on your picks, the more we deduct from your team golf score at the end of the tournament. That's the way this event works. Todd Wright Tour 17. Amazing. I've hosted 17 of these things in 3 years. All right. So there we go. And any football questions, go to toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to the Bucks Bulletin edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Brandon Legal Group.